Hey, I'm Adam Carolla.
I'm Dr. Drew.
And we are here to ask you to do us a little favor. If you like what you hear, share it with a friend.
Nice. Keep the pirate ship afloat, right?
Yeah, well, that's the only advertising we got. But it's the best kind.
It is.
Word of mouth.
It is.
Whose mouth?
Yours. Not yours, theirs.
Theirs.
Theirs, yes.
That's right. Thank you in advance for telling a friend, and enjoy the show.
This is Carolla Digital. Recorded live at Carolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. Thank you once again for joining iTunes Best New Show of the Year.
Woo!
Crazy. The Adam and Dr. Drew Show. I'm Adam Carolla. Thank you. That is Dr. Drew over there. Brad Williams, Adam Ray, both here. About Last Night, the podcast. Available on iTunes. We love these guys. They're frequent guests because they're good. It's
because we smell good. So it's we're good. We're not just because it's December and you want to get an elf in here for like the festive nature of this.
Not even 20 seconds in.
Hey, I don't know.
Now he brings it up, Adam.
I'm very cautious.
You've had elf on the mind, haven't you?
When little people who are black do their thing.
Great question.
What thing is this?
Twerk?
What I'm saying is... Is it help a brother out, or is it help a midget out?
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
great
what's
question.
Number one?
Yeah.
I would like to find that out with gay and black, gay Hispanic,
yeah.
woman, gay. You know what I mean?
Trumps what?
Well, when you're
what's
doing
the pecking order.
Well,
of,
let me explain something.
That's the name of the game show, by the way. What trumps what?
When
we just get a bunch of little different ethnic midgets.
Yeah, like when I do
hosted by Donald Trump, it'd be perfect.
When I do stand up, I talk about being 6'2 and white and heterosexual. You know, that's my thing.
Is that your angle?
That's my angle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the fat guy talking about it.
No, I'm saying, if you're fat and you're gay, or you're black and you're gay, or you're like fat, black, gay, like what?
What's the number one?
When you're doing stand up and you have to break your
what
material,
what
do you open with?
Yeah, sure.
But if you're doing an hour set, what percentage of it is being black? What percentage of it is being gay? What percentage of it is being short?
Now,
that's interesting.
Like, does the fat gay comic go, I was eating this pizza the other day. Well, five. Or does he go, I was fucking this guy the other day. Well, 20.
Right,
like,
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Now, I actually know a fat, black, gay midget.
Perfect. Really?
We need him in here.
I know one.
Why are you here?
We got the wrong guy.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Is
book the Swedish meatball. Got to have a good nickname, right?
He has there's another gay dwarf that lives about two blocks from him. And
which in gay distance is thousands of miles,
right?
Thousands of miles. We could never get together.
Yeah.
It's in dwarf distance.
Yeah, standing next to a curb, trying to get over the curb.
Oh, one day.
One
they're
day.
Like, they're like sending carrier pigeons to each other. But
no, to carry them.
So the carrier pigeon actually carries dwarfs.
Right in the beak of my pelican.
Oh my god!
It'll take
I love
you
it.
Into my arms.
That's hilarious.
But what pisses me off is that they actually don't date each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like, what else are you waiting for?
Right.
What are you, like, are you being more specific? Like, well, he's gay and a dwarf. I'm fat, black, gay, and a dwarf. I'm holding out for the fat Asian gay dwarf. I'm just holding out for that.
Well, that's never going to happen.
So does the fat, black, gay dwarf.
Like, how many parades does he go to?
Oh, my God. His parade dance card has to be huge.
He's got
just
nine
full.
Punches.
Like,
it's,
sorry.
It's punched up.
Every day's Mardi Gras for him. What? And does he do stand-up? What's...
No. He's an actor.
You would be out of a job if
yeah,
he was a
exactly.
comic.
Like, why would anyone book me?
No, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, but the thing we love about Brad is funny. On his own, Brad doesn't fall back on the dwarf thing. But the question is this guy, and then how does it work? Like, who does he date? What's
I don't know. I've never seen him with another dude, so I'm not sure like what his type is. But you think when you're fat, black, gay, and a dwarf, your type is willing.
Right.
Like just whoever's down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my type is not whole. So the question then, I wonder, you think in terms of gay population, does it break down the same in the little people community or is any other community? Do you know what I mean? Like, we know, well, we're good for 8% or 7% or whatever.
What percentage?
Whatever it is.
Well, I'm sure it's the same, yeah.
Just whatever is whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Interesting. Yeah. There's got to be some websites, right?
Well, I mean, I know there's a website called
Gay Report. No,
just if I had to make one
website.
Up.
Oh.
Well, there is a website called datealittle.com.
Oh,
and that and,
like
and that's
that.
For dwarves that want to get together, but also it's frequented by tall people that just want to get them some bucket list action.
I think there's one called It's Just Brunch.
Now, do they ever combine the like Datealittle with some of the other like Datealittle Farmer Christian Mingle.com or
like farmers only, but like dwarf farmers?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I saw the Date Farmer commercial the other day.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was real up until 2 weeks ago.
And
kind of blew my mind.
This is how you know that, like, that's their commercial. That's what they're putting out as, this is our business. You would think they would find some attractive people.
Uh-huh. No, not in this spot at all.
Nope.
Three fat dudes sitting on a stump, like, going, well, what do you want to do tonight? Want to go cow tipping? And one of them was like, I got a date. And it was like, but they were...
With a cow?
Yeah, I mean, there were... Two of the guys were, you know, grotesquely overweight.
I mean, we can
watch a commercial. Yeah. I don't know why. When you do dating websites.
All right.
Oh, it's only that big.
I got to find myself a nice country girl already.
On that thing?
Yep. On farmersonly.com.
He's okay.
Wow. She sure is pretty.
And she likes
but the other guys are supposed to find it.
I found myself a date.
Well.
Got to go.
Even the good guy's like a Riverside 7.
Right, right. Yeah, maybe a Norco 5.
That's my dog.
But as a hot 23-year-old chick who...
City folks just don't get it.
...wants to know what it's like to be raped on a combine, I'm not attracted to this lifestyle.
No.
I don't look at either one of these two gents and goes, I need to be a part of this guy permanently.
Yeah.
Like, why you... You do what you do in all... You know, speaking of gay.
As you point at me?
Yes. The greatest. We never ended up doing it for the man show, but it was one of my greatest moments.
Uh-oh.
Was I got hold of the West Hollywood gay phone book.
There's a gay phone book?
Yes, there's a gay phone book.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a listen.
There's a phone book for everything. If you look hard enough.
Yeah. There's something for everyone, and there's a gay phone book, and it is awesome because it's like John Shapiro, attorney at law, except the guy has his shirt off.
Perfect.
Oh. And he's holding a briefcase.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's insane.
Wow.
Every plumber, and every electrician is a dude with wearing suspenders but no shirt, and he's fucking ripped.
Wow.
It just looks like a catalog for new Village People members.
It's like you – it's like a super straight guy was writing a funny – was making a joke about a gay
– Is this kind of a Craigslist thing?
It's just Yellow Pages. Back when the Yellow
–
this is 10 years ago.
It's the Rainbow Pages, let's be honest.
I found it's not all yellow. Oh, there's another nationality for the Yellow Pages.
The point is
that. So that was Tinder before Tinder. It was 10 years ago. They put pictures next to the phone number being like – because they're that forward.
My whole point was is this is 1999, 2000.
Right.
I say 10 years. It's 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I got hold of the gay Yellow Pages. And like I said, every – thing, whether it was carpet cleaning or plumbing or whatever, had a dude, buff dude with a shirt off saying, you know, we'll clean your carpet.
Wait, gay guys carpet cleaning?
Well, here's my point. That's a good point.
My neighbors do that.
I said...
Wait, your gay neighbors?
Yeah, they clean carpets.
They're actually carpet cleaners?
Yes.
We're talking about carpet cleaning. You know what I'm saying? But here was my point.
Pussy
I
nips.
Wanted to do a bit...
Okay.
Where I just called up the plumber and I called up the carpet cleaner and then I watched the squatty fat Guatemalan guy come up the walkway
because
I know I wasn't going to get the ripped guy with the shirt off.
Yeah.
I would always get the Hispanic guy who was going to come clean the carpet, and that's what I wanted to do. We never ended up doing the bit, but if you saw, we'll find it. You saw some of these spots for the gay Yellow Pages, it's sure. really, like I said, like a straight guy with a sense of humor came up with
well,
it.
Well, it's like when you go to Vegas and those guys have the cards that they're like they're slapping like that, and then like you get the card that says 15 minutes this girl will be in your room.
Right.
And you look at the picture, that girl's not coming to your room.
Not that girl.
Not that girl.
No, it's Brad.
You get the squad Guatemalan guy.
Yeah, it's me in a tutu. I'm coming to your room at that point.
I should mention the website, by the way, AdamRayTV.com, and also...
Oh, my God, there it is, the gay pages.
Yeah, now that's wow. 05 to 06.
What's TGPI?
I don't know.
The Gay Papers, Inc. Yeah. Gay Papers.
If you guys can find... If you can find a couple of advertisements for either a plumber or an attorney, everyone had their shirt off. And it's
so
just
interesting.
It's just comical.
Every profession had a shirtless dude next to it.
Morticians were like fucking buff guys with their shirts off. Wow. You know?
Now, when you have the gay pages, do you have a social experiment? Do you call up the gay plumber and the gay carpenter and you get them together in the room and cool. just see what happens?
Well, the gay plumber and the gay carpenter are straight Mexicans.
Right.
The guy is running the ad. The guy's coming to your house is not the buff gay carpenter.
Right. Oh, I
never worked with any buff gay carpenter. Right. I work with dumpy Mexicans. Those are the guys who would show up at your house.
Yeah. Right.
That's the point. Same one who would show up to your room in Vegas.
Exactly.
You know what's the best part about West Hollywood on Halloween is that's the only time of the year, I feel like in anywhere in the country, you can see a guy dressed as a hot dog making out with a guy dressed as Batman while a guy dressed as Obama videotapes it on his phone.
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
And just see, and nobody bats an eye. They're just like, man, that's going down.
Halloween,
in a Denny's.
I don't know when Halloween, it's a weird thing because I feel like for years, Halloween was just about the kids.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You just walked around with your kids,
yeah,
and you stood by the curb, and they walked up the walkway, and you went, like, say trick or treat, say thank you. You'd yell out, thank you, and then the kids would run back down, and you'd walk to the next house. When did it become about just insanely debaucherous activities for adults? And maybe this is one of those signs of the times, Drew, where it's like, for years, it was just about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let the kids get some fucking candy, and then we'll go home, and we'll make sure they don't eat it all in one night. At a certain point, it's like, fuck that. I got to let my freak flag fly.
Well, think about the history. Somewhere in the late 70s, 80s, it became that. You know, that the adults, young adults typically, were just like, hey, this is where I break it out. And then it just got completely co-opted by the homosexual community.
Right.
Because they grabbed it with both hands.
Hey,
this is ours.
You suckers, these kids are weighing you down. You're dragging an anchor around a fucking candy anchor around the around suburbia. You could be out on the streets fucking having the time of your life. What do you need these kids? The kids are fucking up Halloween for you guys.
The cock blocking your booze intake.
That's right.
Yeah. But you're right. It used to be like from what I've read and seen in TV shows, it used to be like in the 1950s and 60s, there's like the definition, like, okay, you are an adult, you are a child. Then those kids grew up, and now they want to bring everything from their childhood into the adulthood. A friend of mine had a Christmas party at their office where they went to a giant ball pit. Like Chuck E. Cheese,
and all these
executives in like business suits are jumping in the ball pit and like combining alcohol with it, and it's just like no one wants to grow up anymore.
I wonder. I was just thinking with Adam with the cock block. If you're a bottom in the gay world, is there a butt block? Like,
ooh.
I was about to take it in the ass, and then this fucking guy slides in, and he starts talking about, like, I've been a proud bottom for years, but this butt blocker over here, every fucking time I'm picking up a dude who's a top at a bar, this other butt slides in butt blocks me, man.
I think we should open the gay page and call Gary the plumber and see if we can.
We should get the attorney.
Yeah.
And fucking sue the guy who's doing the butt blocking.
B-blocking.
He's a B-blocker, dude.
That is a not as well-known position in most NFL teams, the butt blocker.
The B-block.
It happened one time for the Jets when they had the butt fumble.
That's right.
That was the closest we had.
The butt fumble Ruski. We have a couple of phone calls to take. We'll see if we can find a few of those
a couple
ads
things
before, if we can.
Before we get to the phones, this is sort of our last show together, right? Best of, heading into the new year. This is the last one that you and I are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to harken back to some highlights from this last year. And again, thank you for this last year. We're the best show, best new show of 2018.
Yeah, we applaud you.
Yes,
guys.
Thank you.
But for me, I was just thinking, what was
I like to think about last night was the second best show.
We were the second best. Brad's dad and my stepdad.
Sit and Sleep, which is a mattress chain, has a couple of good-looking shirtless dudes
sleeping.
But that's an interesting point. Look, if you're Coca-Cola, you have to make commercials in Spanish,
yeah,
right,
for that community, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And then my favorite, the 70s McDonald's. I own my own McDonald's in the neighborhood. Remember the Soul McDonald's?
Yeah,
all
this.
The black folks sitting in the McDonald's.
Like, I've seen
it.
I've seen great
black commercials for McDonald's.
There's an old, I just saw an old Wendy's like employee training video. Mm-hmm. I have to send it to you guys. Like, the song is unbelievable, but then there's a part where there's just a really soulful black man being like, "Don't fill the pop up over the top."
Oh.
And he's just like,
no.
He's like, "Put the fries in the bag. Don't spill them in the bag." Like, it's unbelievable.
I wonder if that guy is sitting around the musicians union hall, like, looking for gigs, and
he has that song on his iPod being like, "You know, I've worked before."
He's talking to like one of the other guys, and it's like, what'd you do? Like, I did it. Soundtrack for a porn movie. Oh, what about you? Even worse. I did the pop over the top theme
the
song.
Pop over the top.
For a training video for Wendy's.
Even for like a national commercial for the training video.
Yeah, because it's not like those guys are into porn or into Wendy's. They're into
music.
Singing. Yeah. Or they were.
That's great.
There's a
There's a there's a cab company, and it's not even a face. It's just a shirtless torso.
It's just a peck. It's one peck.
It's one peck. So you say, hey, we might have this in
the
cab waiting for you.
Get as ripped as you want, and there's a ripped guy there.
Right. If you're Sit and Sleep and you want to sell mattresses to the gay community, you can't show Ozzy and Harriet in bed.
Yeah. Right.
You have two of the ass
right. Front guy's
bee-blocking,
by the way.
Well, that's why it doesn't.
Yeah, you got two shirtless dudes in there. Yeah,
that's right action, there dude.
But that's why there's the is it Lunesta or it's no, that's a sleeping pill. It's one of the Viagra pills, Cialis. And at the end of it, there's the two guys in the bathtub in the middle of the forest. Have you seen that?
No,
yeah,
no.
It just pulls
good
back.
One.
And the first time I saw it, I was like, wait, were those two dudes? And then go back and it wasn't. They're in a bathtub in the middle
Gary
of the forest.
But they don't run that
television?
During the NFL weekend, right?
Well, no, they run that on Bravo Network.
Right.
It's usually before reruns of Designing Women.
Right.
But no, they were in a tub in the middle of a forest. And I'm pretty sure it was Cialis.
Gary found it.
Let me say this before you run it. Mm-hmm. I want to say this, and I'll say it. I've said it once, said it again. A lot of people do this thing where they go like, this company or this business or these people are like anti this, anti gay, anti black, anti anything. You know what business is?
Pro
They're
business.
Pro money.
Yeah, pro business.
And
right.
I don't care what the guy feels like personally.
Yeah.
If he can make another nickel with black folk buying his shit or gay people buying his shit or black,
except for that,
gay,
that,
fat
that
midgets
Chick-fil-A
buying
guy was
shit.
To have his ass up, head up his butt.
Well, he's a religious guy. But look, I'm for gay marriage.
Yeah.
But I'm also for people saying, I'm a religious person.
Yeah.
Here's how I was brought up.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in this as my religion dictates, which I think we respect for most religions around the world.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
We certainly do it with the Muslims, or we go, here's how they think. Here's
right.
what they want. And this is, we don't go, get up, stop praying. You know, it's like that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I don't have this belief, but other people grew up with that, and I will respect that. And if you want to run a business, you're allowed to run it the way you want to run it. Why can't you have your opinions, Drew?
Sure.
I agree.
Yeah,
all right.
Then quiet.
I'm libertarian, dude.
One of my buddies thinks the Goo Goo Dolls are the greatest band of the last 20 years, and I go, you're a fucking idiot, but
right.
like that's your opinion.
You're allowed to have.
You're allowed to
kick
have.
His ass. Yes.
All right. We'll see if we can find it. Anyway, we got phone calls
let me finish my thought.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
Drew.
Sorry.
Before I do.
That's right.
I got to remind people about our friends at stamps.com.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you ever do stamps.com?
I haven't, but.
They send you the scale, right?
They send you a scale, but more importantly, you don't need to go to the post office. It's holidays.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. You don't need to go. You go to stamps.com instead, buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer in your own home. It's easy, convenient. You print up the postage, you put it on the mail, and the mailman picks it up. And we have a special offer using promo code ADS. No risk trial, $110 bonus. You get a digital scale,
ooh,
so you can hook it into your computer,
yeah, yeah,
weigh the package, get the exact postage calculated, and then print it out on your printer. It's like printing money.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And they give you $55 free postage. You're printing money for free.
It's a great deal.
It has to be illegal, but it's not. It's too good to be true, but it is true.
And there's a shirtless guy who plugs it into your printer for you.
Good looking rip there.
For certain populations.
That's right.
Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in ADS, that is stamps.com, promo code ADS. And on the heels of that, what I was saying was, before we go to break, well, maybe go to break across this, I wanted to bring up my highlight moment of this year. For me, one of the funniest moment.
Really?
Bring that up. Yeah, I thought it was a good
one. Funny moment.
It
occurred to
me because I was doing HLN rewinds, you know, top 10 stuff, and I thought, oh, yeah, this one got me with the Adam and Drew show. So.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll say first, if you'd like to support the show, you can subscribe via the PayPal button. And you can also, if you want to find some Mangria, we're back up and running. So you can go to CorollaDrinks.com and hit the shop button there. Find out. Get some sent out to you. And our store, T-shirts and mugs and hats and all the new design up and running at AdamCorolla.com. It's adamcarolla.com/store. Okay, quick break. Right back with Drew's funniest moment
of 2013.
Wow.
Okay.
My humble opinion.
Hi, I'm Larry Miller, but in a way, aren't we all? And this week, on This Week with Larry Miller, I tell you about the greatest Christmas gift I ever got anyone. It was for Uncle Arnie. Was it a music box or was it coffee? You can find out by going to LarryMillerPodcast.com. We'll see you here.
Forgot the highlight show, Adam.
Unlike Drew to do a little legwork, but evidently he did. When I say legwork, told someone to pull something that he couldn't remember. Brad Williams and Adam Ray both here about last night. Name of their podcast, Good Guys, Funny Guys. Website, bradwilliamscomedy.com. And, of course, adamraytv.com. Drew?
As well as we're doing promos, don't forget the Adam and Drew Reunion Tour Highlights, mm-hmm. Volume 1, available. Volume 2, sometime in 2014. Mm-hmm. Also, you can get the LP, Long Playing. Swingin' Sounds of Dr. Drew Show. It's Chris, Max, Pat, and I worked this out. It's you would love this, Adam.
I love the music.
Yeah. We got to get Adam a copy, Chris. So he will love it. And Divorce Corp, guys. I'm doing I narrated a documentary. It's coming out in January. First week of January. Very good documentary about the nasty world of divorce. Look.
Oof, I would love
printing
to.
With pride.
Oh, wow. Guy's got the 8-pack abs, and he's like, hey, you could print money off these ads.
Right,
holy
it's the size matters under it. But
I'm highly offended by that. He's talking about the size. Oh, yeah, okay.
But underneath it, it's printing. Brochures, postcards, business cards. It's a printing shop. It just has. I told you, what could be more innocuous than just a printing shop? Why do you have a guy in his underpants?
Is that
oiled
making
up?
People want to go start businesses? Like
I'm just saying, dudes are dudes. And if you want to track straight dudes, you put a hot chick, and it's a loan center, but it's a hot chick.
Yeah.
Want to get dudes and you're gay, you have a hot dude and you're doing printing
men
business cards.
Are so predictable.
Some
it's
of the
so simple.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
Some of the using sex to sell though, like sexy weather women, like that came out of nowhere in the last 6 years.
Well, it's been around for a while, but it's just game on lately.
Yeah, I guess. But anytime I watch it, I'm like, were there people that were like, you know, I'd be a lot more cautious of these thunderstorm warnings if I could jerk off to the person giving me the warnings.
I find I'm more receptive to weather information when I'm in my refractory period.
Brain's thinking a little more clearly.
But it's so sad because you're like, it's always like, Jesus Christ, are those real tits?
For sure. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, all of a sudden you forget to, you know, then you don't see how cold it's
going
to be.
You should be going to a root cellar instead.
Tornado
you're grabbing
warning.
Your own root. Like,
oh my God. She's giving you a tsunami warning and you're like, Jesus Christ.
I got a tsunami in my pants for this chick. Oh my God.
Stormy Days. That can't be a real name. Days with a Z?
I think
she
was a porn star.
No way. All right, Drew.
So. Anthony Weiner, The Anthony, your response to the Anthony Weiner scandal this year and Sidney Leathers to me was the highlight for 2013.
We're going to listen to it?
No, I don't have, I don't have it. I just wanted to bring it up.
For a second, I thought you were
No, I just wanted to bring it up.
No, no, he didn't have an audio clip.
Oh, he just was like, okay, monkey, go ahead and dance about something.
No, I just thought it was something worth revisiting because it reminded me last night when I was watching these HLN rewinds. They were going through the Anthony Weiner stuff, and I thought, oh, that was the funniest thing of the year when Adam said that Anthony Weiner needed to change his name to Weiner. And the first order of business should be like, hey, everybody, first thing, it's not Weiner, it's Weiner. Just get that straight.
Well, right. I mean, as comedians, we're glad that he doesn't. But, yes, right. That would help him out.
I would have – by the way, if I were Anthony Weiner, I would have instituted that change in the second grade.
Sure,
I wouldn't have waited till I was 44 and embroiled in a masturbating scandal. But either way, I would have started that Weiner –
right.
No, that doesn't apply.
And I'm sure there were opportunities. There are kids at that, even in second grade, who are aware enough to go, Weiner, that's not a normal name.
No, they'd
be getting teased to
death.
There's no better time. I prayed somebody in my class, his last name was Weiner.
Yeah.
By the way, if I went to school with a guy named Bob Weiner, his name would be Bob Weiner.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you would have...
You'd do the conversion.
Absolutely.
But that wasn't the joke. The joke was, what if... Monica Lewinsky's name, he was trying to drive this point home by saying, if Monica Lewinsky's name was Chugscock, if her name was Monica Chugscock,
hilarious.
She would first thing say, before, when the scandal broke, she would say, I got to get one thing straight here. It's Chugscock. It's a French name. It's not Chugscock.
You're mispronouncing it.
Yeah.
It's you guys got to get this straight.
It's not Chugscock.
It's Chugscock.
It is not semen gargler.
That's right.
It's Simon Guglar.
Right.
Dude, there was a girl in my elementary school whose last name, and I'm not even making this up, her name was Audrey, and her last name was Klitgard. K-L-I-T. K-L-I-T-G-A-R-D.
Wow.
And nobody caught on, though, because, you know, we're in elementary school. Nobody knows what a clit is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. There was always the one kid who was like, I'm booking it, you know, 12. And you were like, all right, well, he knows what it is.
Right.
We had a chick named Hyman. Her name was Debbie Hyman, and we just called her Buster.
That's how
guys roll.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Girls won't make the name change and give the nickname.
No screwball gene in kids.
Clit guard.
Girls,
I just fast forward to like a commercial 10 years down the line. Like, hi, I'm Lisa Leslie for Clit Guard.
Right. Why not Rebecca Lobo? Why Lisa Leslie?
Well, you know, because they got to settle the black community,
right?
You know, so
I own my own Clit Guard in the neighborhood.
Don't build a pop over the top. Pick up the extra fries you dropped in the bag.
Pick them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the floor.
Michael McDonald for Burger King.
I'm Cheryl Swoop for Clit Guard. You ever drive into the hole and you just think, oh man, my clit's being irritated right now? Well, just slap on a Clit Guard.
Wow.
Well, and that problem is just wave it goodbye.
I would love a list of, the real names, but it not Dick Butkus. I want people you went to high school with because they're always out there. And I could never understand it. You know, Butkus, you don't have a chance. I mean, that's set in stone. But Dick, as a parent, you have a chance. Because that could easily be Earl or Steve.
Sure.
That's the one that's funny. And I'd always laughed about this. And I'm like, why? Because you'd hear those stories where the guy's last name was, you know, Cornhole, and he went with Dick. And it was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
But then I realized.
The NASCAR driver. Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle.
Right.
My parents had friends named Richard and Ruby Dick.
Right. Ruby Dick.
Dick.
Yeah. Again.
Double D.
Insane. Insane.
Pixar should jump on this and make this the next story.
I've always said, I've never done this in my stand-up, but I always had this kind of rap where the guys who embraced the Nation of Islam and went with the new name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drop some of the coolest names ever, like Cassius Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay's top 10 just when you're named Cassius Clay. Sorry, yeah, I'd be like, I'm into Islam, but I'm keeping
I'm
cash in play.
Yeah.
Yeah, if my name was, you know, Steve Rutenberger, I'd fucking take it, but I'm not taking this.
Yeah.
I got Cassius Clay. Cat Stevens?
So dope.
Yeah, and then he switches that.
Yeah,
I forgot what his normal
name was. Luau Cinder? I mean,
that's a good one.
They're dropping huge names, but I said Dick Trickle would be a good guy to get into Islam. And then I thought, wouldn't that be great on the NASCAR circuit? Yuslef, Ramsey. It's like,
oh my God. Jeff Gordon is getting passed by Ahmad Muhammad Abdul Rauf.
Right. The fans would go nuts.
That, and when his car, when Muhammad Ahmad Abdul Rauf's car gets engulfed in flames, are his fans just going, he's trying to go to Allah.
Right.
No, he busted a carburetor. He leaked fuel all over himself. That's why he's on fire. He's not trying to get to the 72 virgins right now.
I also always laughed that Jeff Gordon, his fire suit had fire embroidered on it, which seems like a huge mistake, because every time you get out of the car, someone squirts you with a fire extinguisher. Like, what? Oh, I didn't know.
He still got fire.
I saw the flames.
Yeah.
Just doing
all
my
right.
job.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh,
getting a dick tattooed on your clit guard. You know?
That's right. Dick Trickle. So, what I didn't tell you is what I've been making fun of this my entire life, and then the great Jimmy Kimmel pointed out to me that my son, who's named Santino, and his middle name is my wife's father's name, Richard. He said, your kid's name is Sonny Dick.
No one has picked up on that yet?
You call him Sonny, and his middle name is Richard. He's Sonny Dick.
He's Sonny D for real.
Like, yeah, the worst fucking breakfast drink ever. Who
I would love us to see an ad for the Sonny Dick in the gay yellow pages. Oh, that'd be great.
I
Sonny Dick is kind of a cool name, though.
Have you guys ever tasted Sonny D?
Yeah,
like, tasted it when I was 9 and went, what is this swill?
Yes.
And I would fucking eat anything when I was 9. What?
Especially sugar, you'd eat it.
The thing about, like, I would like to follow home every parent that purchased Sonny D and or powdered milk and take their children away from them and
absolutely.
Go, look, and if you cannot afford orange juice
and or not Sonny
milk
D.
or not milk in a powdered form, you cannot raise these children.
Right.
There's a certain standard. We need you to get to the part where your milk comes in a liquid form.
Sure.
And where your orange juice is actual orange juice.
We'll give you a pass on frozen orange juice. You can even buy it in a frozen form.
Yes.
That's fine.
Right.
That's okay.
Yes.
Because that takes a little bit more effort to prepare.
It's just not Sonny D.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
What was the main ingredient in that? I mean, obviously.
Ass.
Sugar.
Was it just the sugar? Because
like
it had like a bite.
Syrup, and it had like some. It
didn't taste like orange juice.
No, because it had. We're going to. I like to get the breakdown of stuff, but it had tangerine something in it. Either way.
Yeah.
It was kind of a hot dog of citrus drinks, which is leftover shit from other places that didn't want it, went in it. How did that stuff ever take off? Who amongst us was ever into it? And like I said, I didn't try it when I was 44.
No.
I tried it when I was 9 and went, oh, this tastes
like
shit.
And that's when you like everything.
Right.
If it's sugar in a glass, you will consume it.
Absolutely.
I think it was like the Capri Sun and Shasta flavors that they didn't want to use. And they were like, just put it in a bottle, make it orange, sell
it
to fat kids.
Orange, tangerine, apple, lime, and grapefruit.
But what's the first?
2% or less of each of the following.
Or less.
Rest is high fructose corn syrup and water.
The first thing is high fructose corn syrup and the rest a bunch of coloring. I'm just saying, look, if you're going to essentially.
2% juice.
But here's
that's
the whole thing.
Holy shit.
Give them a fucking Shasta and let them enjoy themselves, at least.
A crystal clear Pepsi I would drink over 70.
All right. We have some phone calls over there. Gary, Max Pata, something to pop up online. You guys see anything you like? Prostate surgery?
Yeah, let's do that.
That was you.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, it's Drew.
Whoa.
Hey, Wendy, 52, Ohio.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I wanted to ask Dr. Drew, since he's a recent prostatectomy patient. My husband had surgery, robotic surgery, in April.
Same thing as me. How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Great.
Part of his therapy, I guess you would call it, was the doctor prescribed him Viagra to take, I think 50 milligrams every day.
Yeah,
I saw him in that commercial with that dude in the tub out by the Sequoias. That was
he
awesome.
Is a clean gentleman.
Yeah, super clean. No B blocker in him.
And your question?
Well, he had his 3-month checkup with the surgeon. He's been released to the surgeon. He's just seeing a urologist now.
Yeah.
And the urologist suggested don't take the Viagra even half a dose every day. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, there's not an absolute standard for that. The thinking, and it's not been proven yet, is that by taking one of those PDE5 inhibitors, Viagra or Cialis particularly, every day for a year, you may hasten the healing of the nerves to the penis so that the erectile function is more reliable and back to normal. I take 10 milligrams. He gave you the cheaper version. The more expensive thing is the once-a-day Cialis. That's what I take every day.
Once a day.
Yeah. So I take once-a-day Cialis. I plan to do it for a year.
Now, hold on a second. Is this to get the blood flowing to that part of the region?
The thinking is more that because it's the nitric oxide pathway, it helps the nerves. They think like stimulating those nerves, mm-hmm. The nitric oxide pathway in those nerves enhances their healing.
Mm-hmm.
The way nerves are, you're contemplating something here. You got a funny look on your face.
No, I just want to know how it manifests itself.
Well, the nerve pathways tend to be enhanced by use. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you think about your learning. You learn or habits or playing mm-hmm. the music
right,
instrument.
Right,
you learn things through repetition. And this is sort of thinking that, well, you're constantly stimulating the nitric oxide in that pathway to the penis, so it's probably improving the healing rates.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Has not been proven. So I would say, yes, I would say do it every day if you can afford it. It's kind of expensive.
How much?
Well, we found a pharmacy in Canada that is very affordable.
Yeah. What's that?
How's that? How much does it cost? How much is one Cialis
bill? Probably $5, something like that.
So it's $5 a day?
Yeah, roughly. I'd say something like that.
And what does it do? It doesn't give you an erection.
No.
But you can have one?
It blocks nitric oxide breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And nitric oxide release is what causes the arteries to open up that create erection.
Mm-hmm.
And those nerves are – the nitric oxide is released when you have sexual stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more likely to have an erection under the influence of those medications.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one now?
Right now.
Wow.
I was thinking about those guys in the tub.
Worked out for you.
All right, Wendy, there you go, baby girl.
Thank you very much.
All right,
let's just go down the line. We'll talk to Tim, 43,
yeah,
Arizona.
Three looks really interesting.
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I've called in all your shows, but I've never had the pleasure of talking to Drew or on a love-related thing. As you can tell, I'm not a kid, but I've noticed over the years and I told the screener every, but in most cases, women where I come inside tend to get yeast infections. Even my own wife. I've been married 15 years. I got 2 kids. And, whenever I come inside, she gets a yeast infection. She's got to do the Monistat kind of thing. And I don't think I have a VD. I've had, regular checkups.
But, Demon Load.
Demon Load.
Demon Load. Gay porn name.
It's a 70s right. television series.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your checkups at?
James Brolin, stars
in Demon Load.
So what about it, Drew?
Is Bad Ronald.
The flora and the fauna a little different on some dudes?
Yeah, and it may be that maybe he's got some yeast hiding his urethra, I suppose, or maybe something about he changes the sort of flora and for the acid base circumstance of the vagina or something.
Is there anything to his diet or anything like that?
No. Mm-hmm. But I would love to know.
He should drink some Sunny D.
I think
that would help him out.
Couldn't hurt.
Does she magically have complete resolution quickly as soon as she goes on the yeast medication?
No. In fact, she just had it last week, and it was like, almost to the point of going to the doctor.
Is there anything else that would factor in, like girth or anything like that?
No. What usually happens, what usually is misinterpreted as this, is the women are on a high potency progesterone birth control pill, so the lining of the vagina is very sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and when the guy ejaculates, they get irritation. So they have several days of irritation, and they'll interpret that as a yeast infection, but it actually isn't a yeast infection.
I think Tim in his head's going, no, it's obviously my girth.
Yeah.
it's obviously the girth that's doing it.
Do we have our we got a song about coming on the tits that Max Pata might be
Don't like. Feel the pop over the top. Pick up the extra fries at the bottom of the bag.
That guy has to sing every jingle now.
Yeah. Once you come somewhere else, like a ceiling fan or something.
Come on the fan or the mini TV or the fridge at your buddy's place.
Thank you. Advice, Michael McDonald.
Michael, tell you where to ejaculate. Mike,
do it on the tits. Do it on the tits.
I was saying that if in Africa we could start. You know, we try to do many of these campaigns,
right,
which is like clean water, yeah, or you know, use a condom, yeah, or mosquito nets or whatever. We're trying to, but I think I wanted to start a campaign in Africa of just come on the tits.
Yeah.
And solve a lot of these problems.
Makes a lot
I think
of sense.
We have a song, by the way.
We have it already.
There's no food in wars that kill. Africa's screwed. Why do you still fuck like rabbits? Try coming on the tits. Give her boobs a wet white stain. No more sending sacks of grain or mosquito nets. Coming on the tits. Drop sperm on her chest like paratroopers. Or instead just finish in her pooper.
In her pooper.
Simple Ooh. Fix, all you do is pull out your dicks and leave some man paste on her nips. Coming on the tits. Coming on the tits. Coming on the tits.
You laugh, but we solved a lot of problems. There's a strong message.
No, leave the pooper refrain out because they've got an AIDS problem down there.
All right.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Just leave that out, and I'm all for it.
Ass AIDS is not good.
We'll clean it up and send it overseas. We'll take that. We'll take sure. that pooper out there.
Very, right to the point.
That's Dick Banks. Richard
catchy.
Banks.
It's a catchy song. And a song's got to be catchy for people.
And with a message. Hey, check your ego at the door. When I called Sting and Bob Geldof to come in and work on that one, I said, check it at the door, senor.
Hall & Oates song.
All right. Let's John. See. John, 28. John?
Hey, what's going on, Adam?
28, West L.A. What's going on?
What's going on, Adam? Drew, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, you live in West L.A.?
Yes, that is correct.
Are you gay?
That's West Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you guys, you know, the West L.A., we got into the whole gay theme today. The sheriff's,
you're welcome, everybody.
The West L.A. Sheriff's Department has the gay flag on
That's
the
West
side.
Hollywood. West Hollywood, right?
Yeah. Well, whatever, West Hollywood, I don't know.
West L.A. is Brentwood.
Yeah. All right. West,
yeah, West L.A. is like Santa Monica adjacent.
Yeah, yeah.
West Hollywood Sheriff's Department has the gay flag on the side of the car.
Right.
And whenever I go, what the fuck? They go, hey, man, that's, you know,
their community.
That's their community. Yeah. And I go, all right, Glendale's 90% Armenian. Shall we put the Armenian flag on the hood of the fucking Glendale cruiser? And then everyone goes,
I want to know.
No, that's a bad idea.
I want to know the cop is my cop.
That's my whole thing. Like, you don't get your cop. You get cops. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does anybody else require this if you want to break it up that way? I'm not gay bashing. I'm saying, why do you need this? And they go, well, that's their community. Right. But there's some straight folk who live in that community.
Right.
What about them?
There are a lot of strange permutation on that theme, potentially.
Yeah. Do
the
cop...
Armenian, the least disturbing.
Yeah. Do the cop cars in Koreatown have the Korean flag?
No. They have the cops. They serve everybody in that community, not the Koreans,
maybe
specifically.
Maybe just says they're more likely to perform a cavity search. I don't know.
I have not been. Now, it's disguised. It's very interesting. It's disguised as the shape of West Hollywood, which I would argue no one knows what that looks like. You don't see it from outer space. No one studies a map. But what happened was somebody said, we want the gay flag on the cop cars, and the cops went, no, we don't want the gay flag on the cop cars. And then somebody went, what if we did it in this weird jumble? So we knew the gay flag. They compromised.
It's like one of those weird, like weird seeing eye books where you just have to stare at it long enough.
Yes,
and like, oh, that's West Hollywood. Oh, there's,
yeah.
There's Mark and Steve.
We'll find you a picture of it. We'll show it to you. But that's the question for Dr. Drew. What do you think about that?
I think it's...
You wouldn't go for it if it was Armenian, would
right.
you?
Yeah, strangely, you would not.
Why not? You would if it was gay, right?
Well, my thought process was, well, I wonder if a population was traditionally sort of mistreated by the cops.
Perhaps, I'm sure the Armenians have taken a beating or two. Well, deserved,
but then I started thinking about other versions of that. And it gets weird fast.
Yeah, the cops beat everybody.
Yeah, so then would you have flags
of look at me, guys.
African nations when you're over there in Compton?
That's right.
Like, hey, we like these people.
Drew doesn't know how to answer. He knows what the answer is.
Have gay and Armenian been up against each other like this before?
I'd like to pit them up against each other.
But there it is. So it's really not the flag. It's just a map.
No, it's
with
the
colors
of the flag.
Yeah.
Of the gay flag put into the shape of that. Well, what if they made the colors of the Armenian flag in the shape of Glendale?
Yeah, yeah. Would
that right. cool?
Right. It looks like gay Braille.
Yes.
Ooh, gay Braille.
So
Gale.
So instead of what? So instead of bumps, it's. What, erect penises?
You know what it is. You know what
John, what's going on? What's your question? We're going way off here.
We're going way off.
What's up? What's going on?
Oh, man. Hey, so I had a question about, I called last week about my girlfriend's IUD and her bleeding. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
But I meant to ask about if that would contribute to, she has, it's kind of weird to say, but she has an odor. Her vagina smells.
Well, the blood can have a little bit of a smell to it, but it shouldn't create anything other than that.
Okay, because it's a pretty. It smells like schmegma.
Well, she needs
is that a flavor of Starburst?
She needs to go talk to her gynecologist about first she was supposed to get checked for the bleeding, and also see if she has any kind of infection.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an interesting
and that may be contributing
question.
To the bleeding too. What?
There is a gay community almost everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
Do they have the flag on their cruisers?
Right.
Now, maybe not because maybe just Boston is Boston or something.
Well,
but
West Village, you know.
West Village, Castro District, whatever.
Yeah.
Do they have that in New York? They have it in – I'm guessing this is probably it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
You're probably right on that.
All right. Let's do
one more
call. We'll if there is one more call, is it line five up there? Line five is not up there.
It's up there. I'm sorry, my computer's frozen.
Oh,
caller, what's your
frozen.
Name?
Caller, line five.
Hello,
Sierra.
What's
Sierra,
your name? What's
Sierra.
Sierra.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. I just had a cough. Hi there. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening to you for 7 months now, and I've been in therapy for six because of you guys.
Nice.
Thank you.
I have an appointment with a psychiatrist coming up the next couple of months, and I want to express an interest in taking some medication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure if that's, healthy to express interest because my mother is, an addict and all that sort of stuff.
Oh. So and, do you think you're an addict, too?
No, see, I drink and stuff. I can go months without it, then I'm okay. I
understand,
really
but
am.
Do you think you could lose control if you really went for it?
I'm worried about how it's so appealing. I would like to take drugs to chill out so I can go through school.
Okay, so here's the deal. You let the psychiatrist be the judge of that. The reason you see a psychiatrist is for medication management, so that's why you're going. So you don't need to go there and make an appeal for it.
But you should avoid
addictive medication. So no benzodiazepines.
Hey, Sierra.
Yeah?
I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to treat everything like the gastro bypass lap band surgery, which is if you're 20 pounds overweight and you just feel like eating cheeseburgers all day, I'm going to tell you diet and exercise.
Right.
And if you're not feeling 100% every day, or some days a little bummed out, don't feel like you're focusing the way you should focus, put some classical music on your earbuds and go for a nice long walk.
I agree with you.
And start working out.
I don't
and maybe
disagree.
Go ahead and volunteer
and stay
somewhere.
In your therapy. Stay in your
and stay in your therapy.
Oh, get some and, important good yeah. relationships going in your life, that sort of thing.
Yeah, go play a spirited round of racquetball. When you're done with your spirited round of racquetball.
God knows that cheers anyone up.
I'm fucking out of a fucking comedy. Out of an 80s comedy, I played racquetball with my son the other day. And
with Sonny D.
Sonny D.
Yeah.
And he was standing.
That's a waste of my time.
He was standing close to the wall. He's seven. And I was just standing in the back just fucking taking baseball Mark McGuire swings yeah. at the ball. It was just fun.
Trying to make him a man.
And I was like, I know the odds of this, but at a certain point just did one of my home run swings and right in the forehead, which was awesome.
No.
Fucking awesome.
Did you ever forget that?
Did he have the little tattoo of the ball now on the forehead?
Absolutely. It was awesome.
And when people say like, hey, it looks like your kid's got a bruise on him.
Yeah.
What happened there? What's your response?
Oh, beer bottle. I don't get into the racquetball thing at all. I don't want to get busted for that. Yeah. I don't want to think I'm a bad dad.
You don't want to admit that you're taking your son to play racquetball. So you're like, oh, well, he mouthed back.
Actually, I just saved his eyeballing me. But I knew what he was thinking. He claims he's watching SpongeBob and I'm standing in front of the set. I know when I'm being eyeballed and laughed at and pointed. I tell you, it's fucking fun. You don't realize you can't do shit with kids. Mm-hmm. Because when you try to play catch with a seven-year-old, every ball goes way over your head or bounces in front of your face.
It's a terrible give and take.
This racquetball is like you going into a fucking cage and playing a game. There's a ceiling. There's walls. The ball cannot escape. Once you shut that door, you never have to do the fucking thing where you're hiking for the frisbee over the you're yelling
to
the neighbor.
As you're walking towards the ball, you're rethinking why you're even out here. Should I have had this kid?
Right.
Should I have just
come on the tits?
I should have just come. Come on the tits, get the pop on the top.
Racquetball, you don't have to do anything. And the ball always just fucking comes back to you.
Yeah, it's always around.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
Is he good, though? Were there signs
of... No, he has no ability at all. Zero. But the girl's she's a cracker jack.
That's awesome.
Adam, one more. You don't have to come on the tits, but I just want to hear about what to do with the soda and the fries. That's all.
Don't get the pop up over the top. Pick up the extra fries at the bottom of the bag. There's extra fries down there. Your friend probably want them, but they didn't order fries because they said they didn't want them. But now they're second guessing that choice.
About Last Night's the name of the podcast. Yeah. Love it. Available on iTunes. Brad, Adam, always a delight and
one
a pleasure.
And
thank you guys for subscribing via the PayPal button. Always appreciate that. Get a little mangria and all that good stuff. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, Brad Williams, Adam Ray, Chris Maxipata, and Gary Haftard saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.